Hey guys, get ready with me while I update you guys and so many things. Okay, first thing, a lot of people were asking how it went with meeting his parents. That went really well. His dad is very like nonchalant, like he didn't really care that I was there. He just stayed in the couch the whole time. He did say hi, he did say bye, you know. His mom was making like, you know, small talk. I could tell she was nervous though. I was too. And it was just like a really like simple interaction. Like we went, he gave me a house tour. We were talking with his mom. And after that was that. It went really well. Like it was cute, like, you know. And they have a nickname for me too now. They call me Fresita. A lot of my friends were saying that was bad. They were like, girl, that's really bad. Like, being called that is not something, like, good. Like, you know, like, that's bad. And then I was kind of getting concerned. And so I told him, and he asked his parents, like, oh, is that a bad thing? And they were just like, no, that's not a bad thing. Like, it's just cute. Like, you know, like, Fresita. So that's my nickname, you know. And then the other update is that a lot of you guys know that like my mom doesn't know, and every time he gives me like flowers, I always have to like keep it a secret and act like it's like from one of my friends. I make up a lie or something, you know. So there's a jaripeo tomorrow, and my mom told, and I'm gonna go with him. And my mom told me that she was gonna end up going too, and I was like, oh my god, like I have no other choice but to tell her, because she's gonna see me with him and with his sister, the brothers of the sister's boyfriend. It was just like a whole thing, and so I ended up telling her. I'm just like, hey, I'm gonna go with this friend, he's gonna pick me up, and we're gonna meet up with his sister's boyfriend and their brothers, you know. And so she was just like, okay, but I still have to like meet him who's picking you up. And I was like, no, yeah, for sure. So my mom's gonna meet him tomorrow. I'm scared and I'm excited. So that's the update, guys. I met his parents, I want to say like 2 weeks ago. And it went pretty well. It wasn't something like, I will say, they were not very like, oh my god, like, hi, how are you? Like, what do you do? Like, they didn't really care that much, but it still went good, you know what I mean? It still went really good. And he is meeting my mom. He's meeting my mom as a friend, though. You know, eventually it'll go up, but that's a good step right there. That's a really good step. Tomorrow and the jaripeo. Let me know if you guys want to get ready with me when I go to the jaripeo. I'll try to do that, and I'll do it in what I'm going to wear too. But right now, I'm getting ready to go on a date with him. Also, I do want to apologize for making you guys wait a really long time for the update between me and him and me and his parents. I know a lot of you guys were like wanting an update and waiting, but it's been very stressful lately because I'm in summer term college and I just finished my midterms and everything, and I was so drained, guys. You guys don't understand. I was barely on my phone. I barely even went to the gym too because I was just so drained, and I barely even saw that man too. Well, kind of. We were still seeing each other, you know? I was just so drained. So now I have 2 weeks off. Today I went to a body sculpting class, and let me just tell you guys, that was so humbling. My arms literally hurt so bad. They're saying nothing. Guys, can I get a progress? Like, I'll be back in 4 months and let's see the difference. If there's no difference, I'm gonna cry. But anyways, that was so humbling, and my arms hurt so bad, actually. They're very sore. His date, he actually told me what it is. He usually never tells me. He always, like, keeps it a secret. But he's gonna borrow his dad's truck, And we're gonna have a picnic in the back of the truck, you know, and he bought like pillows and blankets, food and snacks, and he's gonna buy coloring books so we can like color and have that. And then at night we're gonna go and watch a movie. The movie I've been wanting to watch for since I saw the ad on TV, I was like, I want to watch that. It's called The Weapons. You know, like the, I don't know if you guys have seen it, about like the teacher and all her kids go missing, but only her that teacher. Yeah, we're gonna go watch that, and I'm excited. And maybe go get crumble. It's because I don't know if I want crumble. Like, I've been seeing like the Dubai chocolate, and it's very tempting and everything, but is it really worth it, guys? Like 1,000 calories for one cookie. And I just went to the most humbling body sculpting class ever, and I don't know if it's worth it, you know what I mean? I don't know if this crumble cookie is worth 1,000 calories. So a lot of people were asking how it went for the fair date that I posted, like the get ready with me. So it ended up pouring rain that day. So we went in there and he paid. We went in there, he was like, are you sure you want to go? Because as soon as we go in, we can't go out. And I was like, yeah. And we went in and it literally started pouring rain. Literally pouring rain. So he was like upset because he was like, oh, like I told you, like we should have gone another day. Like it's pouring, like you can't even enjoy it. It's your first time at the fair. Like, I really want to experience this with you. So he actually was upset, guys. And that whole day, I was just trying to like cheer him up and make him feel better. Like, it's fine. Like, it's not that big of a deal. Like, yeah, it poured rain, but so what? Like, we can do something else. So we ended up just chilling and getting Wingstop and just watching like a show on his phone. And that's it. Like, it was like pretty, like it was fun, you know, it was cute, it was big. Anyways, we're gonna go to the Jaripeo tomorrow, the same place where me and him first met, which is kind of like a full circle moment, and it's gonna be so cute. And I'm gonna meet his sister for the first time, because when I met his parents, I didn't meet his sister. Other than that, guys, we've been doing really good. He met my sister, my brother. My mom obviously doesn't know. He met my sister and my brother. And you know, we went to the mall together. He met them like briefly, not like a lot. He just met them for like, I guess, like an hour or so. And then he took me and my brother to go eat boiling crabs. I'm a very like hyper person. Like, I love running around. Like, I love, like, you know, just like enjoying life and being happy. And if something doesn't go my way, then all well. If something doesn't go his way, it will ruin his whole day and it will bother him the whole day. And that's something that like kind of like I'm just like, why? Like, I know that ruined your day, but like, come on, like, let's not ruin the whole day because of it, you know? Communicate through all that, and he's like, yeah, like, oh, I'm gonna learn. And he does. He changed a lot for me, but in a good way. Like, he used to be a very jealous person, and now he's very like, he's like controlled that. Like, he's very like calm now, you know what I mean? He says he'll be here in 5 minutes, so glitter on my eyes. He's here, and I literally told him, I was like, no, like, today I'm not gonna be late, like, I'm gonna be on time, so you better come at 3:30. He was on the phone, he was like, how much you wanna bet you're gonna be like 10 more minutes, and I'm gonna be like, anyways, he's here, and I'm making him wait 10 minutes, and he was just like laughing my ass off, seems like I was right, and then he was like, no worries, take your time. I was like, thanks. So this is the final result. I just need to find an outfit, but I'm gonna do that really quick because I don't want to keep him waiting too long. So bye, guys.